You know that feeling, right? When your brilliant ideas, project notes, team chats, they're just, well, everywhere, scattered across loads of apps, maybe lost somewhere. And you start wondering, who actually sees all this data? It's easy to feel overloaded. So today we're digging into something that might help bring some order, maybe some control, back to your digital workspace.
Exactly. We looked through the materials you sent on AppFlowy, and yeah, it looks like a really interesting way forward, especially if you want things more unified and maybe more importantly, private. And this deep dive into AppFlowy is brought to you with support from SafeServer. They handle hosting solutions and can help with your digital transformation. You can find more info at www.safeserver.de.
Great. So the articles and notes you shared paint AppFlowy as this open source alternative to tools like Notion. Our aim here is really to unpack that for you, the listener, especially if you're looking for a better way to manage projects, notes, that kind of thing. We want to break down the main features simply, you know, without getting lost in technical terms. So, okay, let's start right there. Based on your info, what is AppFlowy basically?
Okay, so from the documentation and reviews, the simplest way to put it is, it's a collaborative AI workspace. Think of it like a central hub, a digital place where you can manage your projects, maybe build wikis or knowledge bases for your team, basically bring all that work stuff together. The main goal seems to be just simplifying how you or your team handle all that information.
Right, a single spot for everything important. Makes sense. Now, the materials really hammered home one key difference. What makes it stand out from, you know, the other tools out there?
Yeah, the big theme, the thing that kept coming up in the info you provided, is user control, especially over data. AppFlowy gives you the option to self-host. Meaning you can run the software and keep all your data on your own computer or on a server you control instead of relying on their cloud servers. That's quite different from a lot of the big platforms. And it really taps into that desire for privacy and owning your information that your notes highlighted.
Oh, absolutely. Knowing exactly where your data lives, that's a huge plus for a lot of people, I think. And the articles positioned it as a leading open source alternative to Notion. That's quite a claim. For someone just starting out, what are the appealing features, the easy wins?
Well, one of the first things that jumps out from the materials is the AI integration. They call it AppFlowy AI. Think of it like a smart assistant built right in. The info suggests it can help you get unstuck, find stuff in your workspace faster, even spark ideas.
Okay.
It's also described as helping with writing, brainstorming, and if you use databases inside AppFlowy, it can apparently help analyze the data or even create meeting summaries.
That does sound handy, like having an extra team member sometimes. You mentioned, or rather, one of the articles you sent mentioned running AI models locally. What does that actually mean for a regular user?
Right. That's a really interesting part your sources pointed out. It's about the control you have. AppFlowy lets you run some AI models. They mentioned Mistral 7B and Llama 3. Directly on your own machine.
On my computer.
Exactly. It's called on-device AI. So when you use those specific models, your data doesn't have to leave your computer to be processed by the AI. Big privacy advantage there.
Yeah.
Though the documentation also says you can use cloud models like GPT-4o or Claude 3 Sonnet if you want. So you get a choice.
Having that choice is definitely key. Okay, moving on from the AI side, what about just basic organization, getting things tidy? That's probably the first hurdle for many.
The materials definitely stress that it's easy to use, but still powerful for organizing. It lets you structure your information in different ways, and the descriptions mention things like beautiful and intuitive content types and data labels. So imagine different ways to view your stuff, like a Kanban board for tasks, maybe, or a table for projects, all with clear labels you can customize, making it easy to find what you need.
So it's functional, but also looks good and is easy to get around in. That often makes a difference in actually using a tool day to day.
Precisely. And it goes further with customization. Your sources talk about changing themes, fonts, page styles. You can really make the workspace feel like your own. For beginners, that can make it feel less intimidating and, frankly, more pleasant to use.
Okay, let's circle back to that privacy theme. We talked about self-hosting, local AI. Anything else reinforce that focus based on what we saw?
Yeah, the documentation you provided specifically mentions a 100% offline mode.
Offline mode.
Mm-hmm. Means you can keep working. Even without an internet connection, your data stays on your device and only syncs up when you choose to connect. And there's this idea of no vendor lock-in. Because you can self-host, you're not stuck with AppFlowy servers. If you ever want to move your data somewhere else, you have that freedom. You're not locked into their system.
That feeling of freedom, owning your info.
Yeah, that's powerful. What about using it on different devices? Like moving from laptop to phone?
Yeah, it's built to be cross-platform. The compatibility info you sent shows it works on macOS, Windows, Linux, and there are apps for iOS and Android too.
Okay.
So the idea is you can switch devices pretty seamlessly, start something on your computer, pick it up on your tablet later.
That's vital, isn't it? So what can you actually do on the mobile app based on the feature lists? Is it just viewing?
No, it seems quite functional according to lists. You can browse your whole workspace, use the AI assistant, keep up with team stuff if you're collaborating. You can manage tasks, databases, jot down quick ideas. The goal seems to be a consistent, simple experience everywhere. Sounds like a complete package then, device-wise. Now, the term community-driven popped up in an article. What does that mean for me, just as a user? What's the benefit?
Well, the sources mentioned the size of the community, like thousands of members, hundreds of contributors. For an average user, that translates into a couple of things. One, development reflects a wider range of needs because lots of different people are involved.
Mm.
And two, this community often creates extra plugins and templates. These can add new features or starting points that suit specific needs, often for free. It's like users helping shape the tool.
Ah, so the users themselves help make it better and more flexible. And that ties into it being open source, doesn't it? Can you break down what open source means in simple terms?
Sure. Basically, open source means the software's code, the instructions that make it work is publicly available. Anyone can look at it, use it, even suggest improvements or fix bugs. It encourages transparency. You can see how it's built. AppFlowe uses something called the AGPL 3.0 license, which is a specific type that keeps the software and any changes to it open. And the developer docs you shared mentioned a building blocks idea developers or companies can use this open foundation to create their own specialized apps too.
So it's adaptable, not just take it or leave it. Okay, let's say someone listening is thinking, this sounds interesting, I want to try it. What's the first step, according to the info?
The main place to go is their website, which is appyflowy.com. That's what was in the resources. appyflowy.com. There you'll find the downloads for the desktop app, Mac, Windows, Linux. And it also links out to the mobile apps in the Apple App Store and Google Play Store.
Easy enough. And what if you open it up and just see a blank screen? A bit daunting sometimes. Does it help you get started?
Yes. The materials suggest they offer templates. You know, pre-made setups for different things like project tracking or note-taking. That can be a really great way for new users to see how it works without starting completely from scratch.
Right. See the potential quickly.
Exactly. And they have a try-it-free option too, so you can explore without committing. Plus, for the more technically minded, there are detailed developer docs on the site.
Sounds pretty welcoming for newcomers. Okay, so just to wrap up the main points for anyone tuning in, what are the key takeaways about AppFlowy for a beginner based on our chat and the info you shared?
Well, in a nutshell, AppFlowy comes across as a pretty user-friendly workspace. It's got AI features built in, but the really big emphasis is on data control and privacy. It's flexible. You can customize it, and because it's open source, there's this active community improving it. It definitely looks like a strong alternative to other tools, especially if owning your data and tailoring your setup is important to you.
Yeah, it sounds like playing around with it could really lead to some aha moments about how much control you can actually have.
It could, absolutely. Which leads to maybe a final thought for you to consider. Could using a platform that puts your data ownership first and offers this kind of flexibility, could that actually change how you organize your work and maybe even your personal life? It's certainly something to think about.
Definitely food for thought.
And thanks again to SafeServer for supporting this deep dive. Remember, for reliable hosting and digital transformation support, check out www.safeserver.de.